This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, and welcome to the show. Big changes recently in Kelowna. We'll break some of those down. Chris Smollett taking over the bench. And now that interim head coach tag removed, he'll join us from Kelowna with the Rockets starting to gain some momentum. Speaking of momentum, how about Vancouver Giants and Colorado Avalanche first-round pick Bowen Byram? He's been named the McSweeney's Player of the Month for February. He's on a tear. He'll be our guest. And the University of Saskatchewan men's hockey team with 21 WHL alum or Canada West champs. Now off to U Sports Nationals, fifth-year player Logan McVay will be our guest. First up, Chris Smollett has been tasked with guiding the Kelowna Rockets to the Memorial Cup presented by Kia as the interim tag was recently taken off. The interim head coach of the Kelowna Rockets joins us on WHL This Week. First of all, Chris, congratulations. You've been at it a long time, and I know you've been sort of waiting for an opportunity like this. How does it feel to finally get that shot?
Well, it's a huge honor, obviously. Didn't expect it to go down this way, obviously in the Memorial Cup year, but nonetheless, I'm ready for the challenge.
I'm sure there's a realization this isn't your normal, typical taking over a bench, right? Based on what you just said, the Memorial Cup here coming up in May, and the fact that, you know, WHL playoffs begin here in just a few weeks here. You understand the task at hand here, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. I mean, coming in, even when I took over as interim head coach, we hadn't won very many hockey games since the Christmas break. And, I wasn't going to change everything. I wasn't going to try and change anything. I was just trying to get these guys to believe in what I'm saying. And this week was the first week where we've actually had a practice as a group. You know, when I took over, we were right into a four-game set on the road for 8 days, back for one, and again on the road. So it was 6 games and 9 nights. There was a lot to take in the first little bit. So it was more so, guys, this is what we're trying to do. You know, I want to give them a little more freedom. I want them to work hard, and that's all I ask. And so far, the results have been positive in my eyes, and hopefully we can continue this and gain some momentum moving forward.
You're taking over a team here that's had its fair share this year of bad breaks. We talk about the injuries, but also, you know, it seems that when you have a Memorial Cup hosting team, there's a target there, right? There's teams that want to knock you down. There's teams that want to, make a statement here and maybe use Kelowna with that here. So with that said, how tough of a year has it been, you know, with the added pressure of being a Memorial Cup host team?
Well, I think, you know, just to go back on the injury side of things, yeah, we haven't had a full lineup for the whole season. The message with me right now is let's just take care of what we've got and who we've got playing in the lineup, doing it the right way. As a Memorial Cup host, it's easier said than done to just say, well, let's not look too far ahead. You know, we know we're in the dance. Let's just worry about the now. And I think we did get caught up in trying to look too far ahead, and that's another message that I'm trying to send with our group right now, is just one game at a time. It's so cliche, but it really is the thought process that we're trying to take moving forward. Like, what's important now? Teams want to knock us off. Ownership groups are probably upset that we got the bid, but you know what? We're going to put on a great show, and our guys know that we're in the Memorial Cup in May, but we don't want to do it the easy way. We want to make sure that we're playing the right way moving forward. Regardless, we're going to play a very, very strong opponent in the first round, and we just want to make sure that we're playing the right way moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it seems with the playoffs looming here that Kelowna and Kamloops just can't get away from each other. It's not allowed. And, you know, if playoffs were to start today, that would be the matchup in round number one. And it would be, you know, a rematch, if you will, of the tiebreaker game to see who gets into the playoffs last year here. So, you know, with that said, you still have two games head-to-head against that hockey club. Can the Rockets make a statement here before a potential first-round playoff matchup there?
Well, I think our last game against them was the Brawligates or whatever you want to call it, right? It was,
it
was the last time that we did play, and we haven't seen each other for quite some time. And again, for us and the message for me and the group of guys that we've got in the room is we just need to take care of one game at a time. And yeah, we already see the writing on the wall. But our group said to me 2 days ago that we're chasing Vic and Van. That's still in their minds, which is great for me to hear. Great for our staff to hear. that these guys aren't just content with a wild card. They want to push and they want to do it the right way. So we're going to give it as much as we can, one game at a time, and see where it lands. And if it's Kelowna Kamloops, so be it. We know that it's a historic rivalry. I've been involved in many of them. And I think that fans just got to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, because it'll be one heck of a series.
Yeah, it would be for sure. Since taking over 3-1-2, you've been in every game. And I sense from seeing some of your play since the coaching change, it seems like there's a renewed enthusiasm with your group. It seems like, you know, maybe they're getting on the forecheck harder, or there's more resilience here. You must be happy with at least early results since going behind the bench.
I am. I am very much so. We're trying to create an identity, and I think that, you know, our team, based on the injuries that we've had, we've missed some really strong players out of our lineup offensively. And I think that times that we try and play maybe a little too pretty, sit back at times to maybe withhold some energy. And I'm asking these guys to skate. And when we don't have the puck, to go get it. And when we do have the puck, to keep it. It's very simple. And in these games, credit to these players, they've given everything. They're winning games. Winning is always fun, but they're doing it the right way. And we faced some adversity over these last six games and have come out with either a point or a win, which is great for us as well, because that's all going to bode well down the line. And our guys are finding ways to win. And like you said, a renewed energy, passion, whatever it is, I like it. And if it's me, great. If it's them coming together as a group in the room, fantastic. Either way, you know, we're finding a way and finding our identity.
Small steps towards what is the big prize there, the third week in May. Chris Smollett, head coach of the Kelowna Rockets. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on WHL this week. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram, the WHL Player of the Month for February, averaging 2 points a game in that stretch and really taking over games. Bowen's on the line with us here. What was it in the month of February? What's it been lately for you? You just look like, you know, a different player here right now, the player that was a big part of the Giants' success in last year's run.
Yeah, for sure. I think the team's been playing really well lately, so that makes it a lot easier on me. But yeah, I think I came back from World Juniors with a lot of confidence. So I'm just trying to have fun playing the game and work hard and trying to get better.
You know, it seems that you're at your best when you're sort of engaged in a little, you know, maybe a game within a game with someone on the other team there, maybe a rival or a battle going on here. When do you think you're at your best here when you're able to kind of, you know, create offense and do what you do?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I'm at my best when I'm skating, but I'm involved in the game physically as well, whether it's just finishing checks, things like that, making sure that I'm involved. So that's definitely something that I think I bring to the table.
Seems to me your minutes are up as well lately. Do you feel like you're playing, you know, 30-some minutes a night, or how are you handling that? Is that just you being more effective in shorter time, or do you think that you are playing more here lately?
I don't know. I feel like I've played pretty consistent minutes over the course of the year, but my numbers might be up a bit. I don't know. I feel like I'm in pretty good physical shape right now, so I think that might be helping me play a bit more effectively for longer. So, yeah, I think that's part of it.
You join us on the line from Prince George. You guys are in the midst of really basically playing out your schedule against BC Division opponents here before the playoffs. So how important has this stretch been? I know that you took 2 of 3 against Victoria there last weekend, but how important is this stretch here to try to keep rolling into playoffs?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, we're in a bit of a tight battle here with Victoria, seeing who can get home ice advantage for the first round. So that's definitely something we have our sights set on. So BC Division games are huge. They're 4-point games. So we've been trying to take advantage of these games as much as possible.
You just finished up 3 in a row against Victoria, actually, last weekend in that 3-game set. The Giants won 2 of 3. You looked engaged. You looked like those were playoff games already. What was that 3-game set like?
Yeah, it was fun. I feel like we have a really good rivalry with Victoria, so they're pretty easy games to get up for. Like you said, we won 2 of 3. It was good. A bit disappointed with our effort in the third game there on Sunday, but the way she goes. So we're just trying to get a couple wins here in Prince George to help us secure home ice advantage.
If that is a first round playoff series, which, you know, percentage wise, it's lining up that way. How would you handle that? What would the team's reaction be to a 7-game set again with the Royals?
Yeah, I think we'd be excited for it. We've played the Royals in the playoffs every year I've been here so far. So I think the team's looking forward to the playoffs, and if it ends up to be them, it should be a good battle.
I tell you, you're on a major role, and that's bad news for the rest of the WHL. I can tell you that much right now when we see you crank it up here. Bowen Byam, congratulations on your Player of the Month award there with the Vancouver Giants. Keep it going.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
It was a record-setting night in Spokane. Chiefs captain Ty Smith going off against Seattle.
Zumak touches up, touches in. Spokane goal! Guess who? Ty Smith with a hat trick. My goodness, his fifth point of the night as Ty Smith lights the lamp one more time. It's 6-1.
By the end of the night, he finished with 3 goals and 5 assists, and Ty Smith interviewed on the ice postgame.
3 goals, 5 assists, and I know that the last person you want to talk about is yourself, but you're going to have to get comfortable here for a second. Hat trick tonight, most points by a defenseman in Spokane Chiefs history, 8 points. You broke your own record that you set 2 years ago. Ty Smith, congratulations. Great game tonight. What got into you?
Yeah, thank you, but I guess it was just some fortunate bounces. Guys put the puck in when I guess I was passing to them or when it got to them after me, and I was fortunate to have some good screens on the shots I had, so I guess it was just kind of a bit of a lucky night.
He wasn't done there, though. Smith led a comeback charge against the Tri-City Americans the next night.
Here's Spokane, another chance. That one's in! Ty Smith! The hot streak continues. 8 points last night, a goal tonight to bring it down to a 1-goal game.
For his efforts, Smith named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. New Jersey Devils prospect recording 10 points in the 2 games, along with a +7 rating.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Former WHLer, now in his 5th year with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies, Logan McVeigh joins us on the line ahead of U Sports Nationals in Halifax here coming up next weekend. Logan, hey, Canada West champs, I know that's been a long time coming for the Huskies. I'm sure that felt great to take care of UBC in that best of 3 there last weekend.
Yeah, you're right. It did feel great. No, it's been a long time since my first year when we won it, so it was good to get it in my final year here and beat UBC, like you said, yeah.
You know, you were probably anticipating another matchup with Alberta. That seems to always kind of be the matchup there. But yourself and a total of 21 WHL alum got the job done. But were you anticipating Alberta? Was that, again, the matchup you were thinking you were going to see when both got byes in that semifinal?
Yeah, of course. Just like every year, we play the Bears in the final. But this year, yeah, it was a big surprise to our team. We're keeping an eye on the scores, and UBC managed to win it. And it was a big surprise that we weren't going to Edmonton. So it was nice to host the championship here.
Here you are, a shot at Nationals. And what a way to go out for you. I mean, your 5th year, you're in ag business there in Saskatoon. And, you know, I guess you probably couldn't script a better ending if you guys can go out and make a stand at Nationals there.
Yeah, you know, we have a great group of guys here in Saskatoon. We have 4 5th-year guys, and it would just be the cherry on top just to get a national championship. So hopefully we can come in and win a few games and get the job done.
You're from Keniston, which is kind of between Saskatoon and Regina, but you're a home province guy here. So you wear that green and yellow here as you represent the Huskies and the province here. Can you feel a little bit of extra pride? There's a lot of Saskatchewan players on that team.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, having guys that are so close to home with their family and friends are able to come watch them. It's a good group of guys, and, you know, it's exciting to represent Saskatchewan at Nationals and head out to Halifax. And, yeah, this will be my 5th year at Nationals, and hopefully we can get a win this time.
Well, you know that that UBC is there, so you'll have a little bit of familiarity. But any idea about these teams again out east this year?
No, this year, yeah, it seems to be a couple upsets out east there, so... You know, we're familiar with UNB, of course. We've played them a few times. But other than UBC, no, it'll be a different Nationals this year with some different teams involved.
Logan, your WHL days started in Kamloops and actually ended in Kamloops, but between that, Prince Albert, Medicine Hat, Regina as well with the Pats here. So yeah, it's been a few years since your time, 2010 to 2015. As we mentioned, you're in your fifth year here, but WHL days, what do you think about when you look back to those times?
It was a lot of fun. You know, I got the chance to play in multiple teams. Like you said, I got traded a few times, but, you know, it was good. It was a lot of fun. I managed to play in some good teams and met some good people, and I enjoyed every minute of it, for sure.
Yeah, your WHL scholarship is in year five, and you played 5 years, so that comes in handy for sure. How's the scholarship been for you?
Yeah, the scholarship has been awesome. You know, the WHL provides us with the schooling that we need and the funding that helps out. Like you said, this is my fifth year, so it's been able to pay for all of it. Now that I'm finishing with my degree in agriculture business, it's awesome, and the WHL helps for sure.
Logan, you are about to finish up your degree, as you mentioned. We've seen some players, after they get that degree, then take their shot at pro hockey. Are you thinking about maybe delaying the real world a little bit and maybe testing those waters?
Yeah, like you said, that opportunity is always there. You know, I haven't exactly decided what I'm going to do after, so it would just be nice to focus on Nationals here and hopefully get a win there, and then, you know, figure it out from there.
Great to catch up with you here, and the Huskies are well represented. We mentioned the 21 WHL alumni here, headed off to Halifax. You guys ready to put on a show, hopefully, and bring back that national title. Logan, thanks for being our guest here.
Of course. Thank you, Garrett.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests this week, Chris Millett, Bowen Byram, and Logan McVeigh. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.